Welcome to a year of magical living with me, Imogen Roy. If you have been listening to this podcast for a while, you may remember episode 5, the inner mentor visualization. Now, the inner mentor visualization was a tool that I shared on behalf of Tara Moore. It's a brief meditation that connects you with the deepest knowing inside of yourself so that you can hear that source of guidance and find a home within you no matter how unsettled or uprooted you feel. And as a foil to the inner mentor, I want to introduce another part of you today. And that part of you is the inner child. Now, we can imagine that the inner child and the inner mentor hold the north and south poles of your deepest being, who you've been and who you are becoming. And the inner mentor is that deep part of us who is calling us to remember who we are becoming so that we can make right actions today. But our inner child has also a very important role because they are here to remind us how we go about doing that. And this topic came to me when I was in a coaching conversation with a business owner who was talking about how she was trying to lean more into her entrepreneurial side. She was trying to make more bold moves, take bigger risks in her business, but she was meeting an awful lot of resistance. And I asked her to consider whether there was a part of her who was trying to be heard, but didn't feel safe. And that's where a lot of the resistance was coming from. When you observe a young child, a child who has grown up in a secure and stable environment, a child that is lovingly encouraged to explore their own needs, wants, and desires, but a child nonetheless, you can see very clearly that this person did not come to Earth as an empty vessel. This person came fully formed, already carrying the seeds of their genius and their unique desires and wants, and they have no problem expressing them. This authenticity of the child is a part that we should all hope to carry with us throughout life. Except in many cultures, including mine, it's very common for the natural authenticity of the child and its needs and wants to be trained out of us in the name of socialization, education, polite behavior, and compliance. So for this inner child calling in exercise, it is not so much as a visualization or a meditation, but it is a framework to guide you when you meet moments of great resistance, where no other tool is working, and you're trying to figure out, why am I not able to take action on these things that I want? So let's start by reflecting on, what does a child want? This child that still lives inside of us, what motivates them? What drives them? What are they calling for? And I think we can collect most of these needs and desires into 7 essential categories. Number 1, they want to feel safe. They want to feel stable. Every child, and also every adult, longs for predictability and control. Not in every single area of their life, that would be boring, but certainly in a few key areas. It is really essential for us to feel like we know what's coming next. And a really good way to nourish and honor that part of us is to have some kind of routine or structure or schedule or framework that we are following that gives us some sense of predictability and stability in at least one area of our lives so that we feel grounded enough to take a risk in another. A child also really needs emotional validation. They need their existence to be approved of. The high energy, joyful states, and also the darker ones, the overwhelming moods, the frightening emotions. These are all part of a child's experience. And when we gaslight them, reject them, shame them for their emotions, we disapprove of them. And that inner child inside of us is also seeking emotional validation. They want to be accepted. They want to be seen. And so we can then think of when we're feeling a lot of resistance, how are we talking to ourselves? Have we made the space to listen to, honor, try and decipher those really tricky, sticky emotions that are arising for us? Or have we tamped them down? Have we told ourselves, I shouldn't be feeling this way. This is ridiculous. Get on with it. Get over it. Are we giving our inner child that emotional validation that is so essential for them? Number three, they need love. Love and nourishment, attention. They also need presence. This presence can come in the form of time and space, but it can also be them given room to process their emotional experience, process things that they are learning, and really feel into that. I, for one, certainly remember this resentment as a child for feeling like I was always rushed onto the next thing, another activity, and I really, really craved just some quiet space, time that was not filled with something already, to just think and feel and process and take on board everything that was happening to me. This gift of presence is something that we often forget to give ourselves as adults. And that inner child part of us is so craving it. It's a very common reason why we're resisting. We often haven't given ourselves time to digest all of the thousands of things that have already happened to us before we start to launch a new project, make a bold move, and take yet another thing onto our plates. Your inner child needs free play. No structure, no rules, no time limit, no instruction. Just them and their imagination and whatever else is around them. Who gives themselves even a moment of space to free play in their everyday lives as adults? I think we are very few. A child needs boundaries and limits. One of the ways in which children can become extremely anxious, not to mention resentful, is when they're exposed to experiences before they're ready, before they have the right level of maturity, before they have resilience, before they have the tools to manage it. And yet, especially as entrepreneurial people, how much have we internalized this idea that everything that is good on earth exists outside your comfort zone? Well, what happens when you are pushing outside of your comfort zone relentlessly, day in, day out, month after month, year after year? That sense of fear and exhaustion and resentment and anxiety grows and grows. Because we never give ourselves boundaries or limits like a container to hold us in safety. Likewise, While a child does need boundaries to protect them, they also need choices. They also need to feel free to choose within a limited range of options. So there is always an exit strategy. This or that. If you do this, it will have these consequences. If you go for this option, this is what's likely to happen as well. And yet, very often, our bodies are deeply resisting our decided plan of action because we haven't given ourselves any choices. We haven't given ourselves the possibility of an exit strategy. We haven't put a fixed time limit on something. There's no way out. And that's not fair. Without choices, there's no freedom. And wasn't freedom what we all thought we would get as we grew from children into adults? And yet for many of us, we feel nothing of the kind. So ask yourself, are you giving yourself enough choices? Resistance to moving towards our dreams, taking action on a project, saying yes to something, getting started, can arise when we are not giving our inner child any of these seven things. Safety, emotional validation, love, presence, free play, boundaries, and choices. You take these away, how could you expect a child to cooperate with you without these things? So why do you expect cooperation and ease of yourself when these are not available to you? But how do you know? How do you get clear? Well, I'd like to share with you a really powerful tool that was given to me by Julia Cameron, the creative teacher and the artist behind the fabulous book, The Artist's Way. And during a writer's workshop, she instructed us all to write a letter from our inner 8-year-old to ourselves today. And the purpose of this letter was so that our inner 8-year-old, our inner child, could tell us very specifically, in that very concrete language that children use, what do they want from you right now? And this letter does not need to be long, as she said, it just has to be honest. And the way that you can start the letter, if it helps get it flowing for you, is to start by meditating for a few moments to really try and feel and connect with that childlike, most original, most honest part of yourself, and then begin to write. You can start your sentences, at least at the beginning, with, I want, or I want you to. Remember, this is your inner 8-year-old writing a letter to you today at whatever age you are. And before I recorded this episode, I went and looked back at the letter that I wrote from my inner 8-year-old to what was at the time my real 29-year-old. It was a couple of years ago now. And what really struck me was that in the time in between, I have given my inner 8-year-old and thus myself most, if not all, of the things that I was asking for. And those things included spending more time outside, reading more fantasy and sci-fi novels, dancing at least weekly, creating altars, shrines, and making offerings to my local nature spirits, which was an activity that was a big part of my life as a child and that I'd completely lost touch with. I also asked for more time and space to imagine that presence that I mentioned, that time and space to process, to feel, to imagine impossible futures, so important to me as a child and something that I had really lost touch with as well. And finally, my inner 8-year-old was asking me for real freedom from arbitrary rules, that despite the fact that I was grown, running my own business, completely independent, I was still following rules that were completely unnecessary and that I did not set for myself. And I realized that by listening to my inner 8-year-old and giving her the things that she asked for honestly, my life really does feel far more magical. So I invite you to do this exercise if you feel called. What does your inner child, your inner 6-year-old, your inner 8-year-old, your inner 10-year-old want from you? What are they trying to get you to understand? Where do they feel unsafe, rushed, shamed, like they never have any fun? Where do they feel unloved, unappreciated, unseen, overexposed? Where do they feel unboundaried or choiceless? What does your inner child need to feel more stable and secure? Doing this exercise, or even just reflecting on the 7 needs of your inner child, might reveal, oh, before I make this big move or take this business risk, I really need to do a full overview of my existing resources. Or I really need to create time to process my emotional wave and give myself choices before I act. I need space alone to figure out what this all means to me. I need more validation. I need to feel more held by my relationships and my community. I realize that what I need is more predictability in my schedule. I need to create more constraints. I need to block out time. I need to give myself a structure that holds me tight, but not too tight, so that I can actually feel safe to get things done. I realize that I actually need to lower expectations of myself. I'm pushing myself out of my comfort zone too much all the time, and it's making me scared. Getting in touch with, listening to, and then acting on the needs and wants of your inner child is not about resigning yourself from having a very grown-up, free, and expanded life. Not at all. But we must understand that there are tender parts of us that need attention. There are parts of us that need reparenting. And by building up a foundation of resilience, of trust, of courage, of safety, of boundaries, this is the foundation from which we can make those big moves solidly, sustainably, and without creating unnecessary consequences like burnout or relationship breakdown. So I invite you to try writing a letter from your inner 8-year-old, your inner child. And if you haven't done so yet, I also invite you to listen to episode 5, to meet your inner mentor, and do both. See what your inner mentor and your inner child have to say in common. See how they see the world differently. They hold the poles of your deepest being. When you can honor who you once were, who you are becoming, and who you are now, simultaneously, we call this alignment. And this is a very magical way to live. Thank you for joining me on the Year of Magical Living podcast. Be well, and you'll hear from me again soon.